Hi. I'm Anisha Jain.
I'm Karthik Bhaskar. We are here to talk about why money doesn't matter.
Money doesn't matter.
Yeah, we talking about the money now.
Money doesn't matter. Formerly, we got no deficit. We on the credit.
Money doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the cash flow in no ATM.
What up?
We're swapping cards all the way and make it up. Save it up, double it up, yeah.
That's how we doing it.
Money doesn't matter.
But it really matters.
Let's come back to this phase of international trades and how they were using US dollar in exchange for gold. But there came a time when US went on a war with Vietnam.
Right.
And at that point, US used up all of its gold resources. So okay. Now it didn't have gold reserves to pay back to the different countries who were using US dollars. And this basically, there was a decision which was made by then US President Nixon,
okay.
1971, who stated that there's no equivalent of gold with US dollars. So it's not necessary that you get me so much equivalent of US dollars and I'll give you gold. That basis has gone now. So, but every country was using US dollars. So it continued, it didn't stop. And till date, we are still using US dollar as a powerful tool to make international trades.
Got it. Yeah. A lot of information for today, but still interesting.
Yeah. I also wanted to cover a bit about why we are in cryptocurrency phase. So let me just quickly explain that, and we will explain it in detail in other videos. So to quickly explain, during this money currency being moved around, there was also digital currencies which came in, which
right.
we are using currently. We're using UPIs, we are using wallets, etc. These are all digital currency. And it was trying to solve the problem of how you had to carry these notes everywhere.
Right.
It was trying to solve that problem. You don't have to worry about how much money is there. Platform is there, but financial systems or banks are there which are taking care of that for you.
Right.
So this is the problem it was solving, and we got this digital currencies in place. After that phase, currently we are in the cryptocurrency phase. So what exactly is cryptocurrency solving? Because it is a lot of information and it requires a separate video. But in quick discussion, we know that banks are very traditional in their nature. They are not able to equip to the digital requirements which are there. So cryptocurrencies came as an independent intermediary, and they will be trying to solve this problem of how transactions take place. Earlier, if you would take hours to transfer money from your country to a different country, this will take seconds. Also, the point of whether the bank has sufficient money for you to be able to take out money from the bank, all those kind of problems are being solved with cryptocurrency. But let's discuss this in a later video.
Yeah, sure. I think it needs a separate video for cryptocurrencies.
For sure. So now that we have discussed so much of how money has evolved and it has been solving different problems while it is being evolved, what is your take on how money matters to you?
It doesn't matter to me. What about you? It doesn't matter to you.
It definitely matters to me. I realize that money has different perspectives and everyone wants it for different reasons.
Yeah, and that is why we need financial literacy, where we make people understand money is a tool to buy services and goods and not your self-image, pride or social status. So I'm here to discuss about this. I hope by end of this series, I'll make you understand money doesn't matter to you.
We will see. But let's see. Stay tuned for our further podcasts. Our next podcast is with a 13-year-old. And he's asking some very interesting questions on how money doesn't grow on trees. Or why do my parents keep saying money doesn't grow on trees? And also explore some myths about credit cards and talk a little more about that.
Oh, that's interesting. And meanwhile, if you have any questions, write to reach@finsopedia.com.
Signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And we shall meet you soon in our next episode. Keep listening to our Money Doesn't Matter podcast. simplifying financial tidbits for the team.
Money doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, we got the cash flow in no ATM. We're swapping cards all the way, make it up, save it up, double it up, yeah.
Money doesn't matter.
But it really matters.